You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let's give God praise for the angels that are with us. I hear steps in the atmosphere. Somebody's walking in here. Somebody's walking. That's all I need is a witness. I just need a witness in my life. I may not know where I'm going. I may not have it all together. But if I can hear steps and know that you're with me, I can do this. My God. My God. Come on, we got to give him praise. I heard steps in the atmosphere. Glory to God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Fashioned While Under Pressure. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6.
Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord reads like this. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house and saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed fit or best to him. Look at verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does? Declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. Like clay is in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Let us pray, and I'll give you the subject of this message. Father, thank you for your word, and I pray for release. Thank you for the release to teach it. I thank you for the preparation that goes before it. Holy Spirit, hover over this vast audience of people with various problems and issues and circumstances. Hover over it, and activate change, Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that the chaos will return to order. I thank you, Father, for divine order in the house of the Lord. I give you praise that no fog or no haze can block our skyline, that we see clearly. And Father, I give you glory and praise for the release to teach this word. Anoint me afresh. God, you get the glory and we get the growth. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm teaching a series called Vessels of Glory. Today's message is entitled Fashioned While Under Pressure. Fashioned while under pressure. I perceive that pressure is thick with many of us. There's a haze, and even as it is in the natural, we're coming through this. The wind is now blowing a lot of smoke off of the shores of this nation. But there is a situation even down into D.C., a lot of fog. Chaos is going on in the Justice Department. Indictments are being handed out. Things that have never happened on the face of the earth or in American history is happening right before our eyes. The nation is divided, but big time. There are people who just can't believe that their demigod can do wrong. I don't care what you see, the evidence you see. There are people who are in churches today saying, we need to pray against the devils that are trying to hinder our man. And there's some major issues that are happening right before our eyes. And I don't know if we're really serious about what's happening, because usually people don't get excited until it happens to their home personally. But there's some things that are being revealed out of Matthew chapter 24, 25 that are simply amazing. You got a war in Ukraine. You got right now the greatest air show, or not air show, but the exercise of military might in Europe is taking place right now. Today, Germany and other nations are sending fighter pilots. Hundreds of fighter pilots are getting into the air right now, practicing for some type of conflict. It's been projected that China can defeat America in a war. No one has ever dreamed these kinds of things would happen when we spend the kind of money like $1 billion in our defense. How can China beat us? Well, so many of us don't understand that economically the dragon is growing economically around the world. I was down in Honduras next to Nicaragua, and they're buying property like you wouldn't believe and paving roads. I was in Africa and saw the Chinese big time with cell towers. These things are happening, buying up property in America. And I don't know if I want to eat Chinese food right now. I don't know what's in it. I don't know. I've never seen a Chinese funeral in America. Where are the bodies? You tell me if you've ever seen a Chinese funeral in America. Some foreign nations that have no God believe if you eat their flesh, then they will become immortal. And you may think this is hate speech. What I'm trying to tell you, these people don't believe in God. You still dying and you still do what you do. Just give me that rice, that rice, that rice. You don't care. I start a business, you won't support it. I can have Jesus in there. Jesus hot dogs, hallelujah dogs. You wouldn't care. Just give me my rice. I'm serious as a heart attack. Let me change that. I'm serious. Major things are happening around the world, and that's just a microcosm of what's going on economically, relationally, socially, politically. And we need clarity. At the same time, God uses these pressures to mold his people. He uses these pressures to mold his people. I want to encourage you to yield unto the pressure that God has you under. When you yield to God, you surrender. Your surrender to God yields dividends. When you surrender to God, your yield of God yields benefits and blessings. And so God wants you to yield so he can bless you. Sometimes we see meekness as weakness, or yielding as weakness, or an enfeebling of a person. But God wants you to know that weakness is not tied to your yield. It's actually controlled strength. Meekness is to control your strengths. And yielding to the Lord says, I am powerful, but I submit to God. I am smart, but I submit my intellect unto the Lord. I believe I have a balanced emotional state, but I submit my emotional state unto the Lord. I believe that I have some messed up memories in my life, but I submit my memories unto the Lord and allow him to redeem him, to redeem my memories. I submit them to the Lord. Even bad dreams can be submitted unto God, and he can fix it. I submit my will in exchange for his. I submit my intellect, my imagination unto him. It's chaotic out there, but I'm submitting, I'm yielding unto the Lord. He can handle it, and he can take it in his hands and shape it. If there's no word, you will be driven by your own emotions and make decisions based on an emotional state versus making wise choices. If you sit up under this ministry for a few years, there should be a strain of gray hair coming from you. It's a strand of wisdom that should be growing in your life. If you sit up under this ministry for a period of time, there will be should be some wisdom there. We don't move out of emotions. We move based on principles. Our God is principle driven, purpose driven, and he wants us to be the same. So there are two types of errors that I want to talk about for a moment. Two types of errors about the relationship between the will of God, about the will of God and our will. About our will of our will and God's will. There are two errors concerning that. There's some people, number one, some people believe that my will or your will and God's will never agrees with each other. The second area of conflict here, or the error is that some people believe that your will or my will and God's will never agrees. The second one is that they always agree. That what you feel is what God is feeling. And what you want to do because it's on you is what he wills for you. But it's not true. Sometimes his will is totally different from what you feel and what you believe. And even if you're driven, you have to submit. This is what the yield is about, to submit to him and let him direct paths. This is why we're called out to be different from the entire world, because this ecclesia submits to the will of God and says, yes, sir, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Now, I'm losing people because many of us, if you check it out, we're not there yet in our Christianity. If he does what I want him to do, I'll be with him. If my will is his will, then I'm saying God is with it, because it's always confirmed. See, he confirmed it. I'm hearing that a lot. Confirmed. He confirmed now. It's confirmed. Some people are looking for me to confirm their will. When I preach, it's a good message if I confirm what you already know. Yeah. Woo. That's a good message, because you said exactly what I was feeling. But what if the word is in total conflict to what you feel? What if his pressure in your life hurts real bad, almost as bad as the conflict you went through, and it's his will for you to go through it? If it's his will for him to squeeze you in the middle and to pop out your shoulders and to straighten out legs, you're just the clay pot, right? What if he wanted to change the whole thing? I just read it out of Jeremiah chapter 4. Maybe I need to read this again. So I went down to the potter's house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there I will give you. Go down to the potter's house and I will give you a message. Verse 3. So I went down to the potter's house and I saw something. I saw him working at the wheel. So he's spinning the table or the wheel while he's molding this piece of clay. Scripture says the pot that he was shaping, verse 4, from the clay was marred. In other words, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't pleasant to look on. It was marred in his hands. Then the word says, so the potter formed it into another pot. Now, I'm quite sure that the clay, because many of us, when we look in the mirror, we would never say we're flawed. We say, ooh, I'm the best thing. Ooh, look at me. Ooh, look at me. Look at, ooh, God. They don't see it, but I see it. From a number 1 to 10, what will you give your number? What would be your number? You with many in this, ooh, I'm a 10. Have you ever been to L.A. then? It would be foolish for me to say, as a man, I'm a number 10 compared to all men. But yet people have this false sense of themselves. Oh, I'm gonna bless myself. You can't tell me that I'm not bad and fine and great. Compared to who? When the potter looks at the clay, he said it's marred. Glory to God. Man, I hear steps in here. Let's give God praise for the angels that are with us. I hear steps in the atmosphere. Somebody's walking in here. Somebody's walking. That's all I need is a witness. I just need a witness in my life. I may not know where I'm going. I may not have it all together. But if I can hear steps and know that you're with me, I can do this. My God. My God. Come on, we got to give him praise. I heard steps in the atmosphere. Glory to God. God is walking in your life. He has not forsaken you. God is going to show up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who? He just let me know he's with me. He's with us. Come on, say, God is with us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. Man. So he's bearing witness to what I'm saying. When you look at yourself, you see perfection. But when he looks at the clay, he sees it marred. And he decided to make it over again. To fashion it. Glory to God. To fashion it while it spins. To fashion it, glory to God, when he slaps water on it. It looks muddy. It's messy in the middle. Hard at first, messy in the middle, beautiful at the end. The spin is messy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Flinging stuff everywhere. As he spins it, he's molding it. He's applying pressure. And for the clay, it may hurt. Glory to God. It hurts the clay to be changed into another vessel. This is really the transformative work of the Holy Spirit and what God is trying to do with us when we come to church. Instead of being satisfied with where you are, you should be saying, make me over again. Because once Jesus comes in your life, he magnifies not just the fact that you need work in your life or you need redemption, but he has a way of showing you your future. And the future should be brighter than your present. You should look into the future and be able to foretaste of glory divine. In other words, I know I'm doing pretty good, but God has a plan for my life, and that plan is a good plan. He has another level for me to go on. He has another phase for me to go through. He has another dimension for me to step into. And it has to be better than my present, or I wouldn't be motivated to go to it. John the Apostle said it like this. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world doesn't know us because it didn't know him, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when he shall appear, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. It doth not yet appear. Here's the appetizer. What we shall be. But we know when he comes for us, he's going to have formed us and fashioned us to be like him, for we will see him as he is. You won't have to have faith any longer when he shows up, because you will be like him. The faith is the supernatural power of God to get you to where God wants you to be. But there's a time coming where you will be like him, for you will see him as he is. That's a future hope that we have. And it should be an appetizer to get you ready for the main course. Realizing the appetizer is not the course. It's just to tease you so you will want the rest of it. Glory to God. Let me help you again. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men the good things that God has in store for them that love him. And if this is all God can do, I'll quit. If this, what you see, is all he can do in my life, I might as well give up. He does exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that's at work inside of us. Thank you, God. Touch your neighbor and say, we're going somewhere. Because I'm being fashioned even by the pressure. Thank you, Lord. So stop asking God to deliver you. Wait a while. He's using the frustration to shape you. I know it hurt. I know. I know. Stay right there. Don't you move. Let him do what he said he would do. Like the clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O Church of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So the two things that I share with you, this is an error. Some people believe that their will and God's will never agree. Others believe that they always agree. Where do you fit in that equation? Does God's will have to fit with yours? Well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Okay. There is an internal struggle that's going on in the hearts of God's people with accepting or exchanging our will for his will. That battle often lingers long after we got saved, or long after we get saved. It's longer than it should. It lingers. And I believe if we can defeat this battle or get this under control within the first 3 years of a change in your life, you will see things smooth out. But if you're constantly battling with your will and God's will, you're going to struggle. Much of the struggle that we have as believers is the fact that we have not surrendered our will in exchange for his. We like to preach it, man. We like preachers to preach it. And Jesus was in Gethsemane next to olive trees. And when he prayed before the cross, he said, Lord, take this cup from me. Take it away. I looked in the cup. There's too much there. They're going to beat me. They're going to tear my flesh. They're going to pierce me. They're going to put a crown of thorns on me. It's going to hurt. They're going to beat the bottom of my feet with iron spikes, the inside of my legs, in my genitals. They're going to rip the flesh from my bones. They're going to tear flesh. That's how bad it was. The Roman soldiers beat him almost half to death. He bled. He almost lost all of his blood. Mel Gibson can't show you in a movie form what it was really like. Isaiah peeked into it and said he was unrecognizable on the cross. That's how bad he was beaten. Flesh hanging. He was torn like that. And when he looked in the cup to see that kind of abuse to the human flesh, he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Then he kicked in, divinity kicked in, and he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. This is our Savior who came to a point in his life where he didn't want God's will. He said, let it pass because it's going to be tough for me. But then divinity kicked in. And there's a time in your life where you have to look into the cup of your circumstance and say, Lord, I don't want it, but nevertheless, if you have me walking down this path, you know what's best for me. And if you have me walking down this path, give me the strength to make those steps. My steps are ordered by the Lord, but they're my steps. The path that I'm on, he decides. Glory to God. And he takes some of us down paths and we got to step over minefields. And sometimes we stand alone and everybody else seems to have a party. But it's the path that he has for us. I wouldn't want my path to be yours because you may not be fitted for it. But your steps are your steps. Glory to God. And make sure every step that you make, you're moving closer to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Fashioned While Under Pressure, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2306-1108. That's reference number 2306-1108.
Bishop and Pastor Sabrina will celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary next Sunday, July 2nd. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Show them your love online at truthrevealed.org or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2, and checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate wedding anniversary on the memo line. Registration for Vacation Bible School 2023 Ready, Set, Move is open. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. Awaken Women, save the date, and join Pastor Sabrina for Resilient, a Faith That Stands, the 2023 annual Awaken Women's Conference scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. Conference registration will open in mid-July. For more information, email awaken@truthrevealed.org.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Join us for a women's self-defense workshop on Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. All ages are welcomed and snacks will be provided. Women's Self-Defense Workshop at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, 213 Stone Street in Cocoa, Florida. For more information, please contact Latasha Stiggins at 321-266-9516 or Elise Brown at 407-375-3071. That's a Women's Self-Defense Workshop at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, 213 Stone Street in Cocoa, Florida. Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.